Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Killett, your host. 2 great hours for you today. Second hour, Carlo Broussard will be here. We got a surprise for him. We got a copy of his new book. I don't know if he's seen it yet. Maybe he has, but we'll surprise him with it anyways. This hour, we're going to talk about joy a bit. You may not get this if you spend a lot of time, I don't know, watching Catholic Twitter go by or even reading some of the Catholic media or media about Catholics. This whole thing is about joy. Jesus intends for you to have joy and to live in joy. And the structure of the church is there to bring you closer and closer to the joy that Christ wants you to have now and forever. So a great article recently in the National Catholic Register from our guest on just this topic. So we have invited him to come and share with us about how to achieve that or maybe receive that joy into your life. Our guest is beloved radio host, speaker, and author Gary Zimak. Gary's the author of a whole bunch of books, including Stop Worrying and Start Living, From Fear to Faith, Give Up Worry for Lent, and A Worrier's Guide to the Bible. He's a frequent speaker at parishes and conferences across the country, and he's recognized as the leading Catholic speaker on the topic of overcoming anxiety. In addition, he hosts the Gary Zimak Show podcast on Breadbox Media and was the creator, and it's on a bunch of Catholic radio stations as well, and he was the creator and host of Spirit in the Morning, which aired on Holy Spirit Radio in the City of Brotherly Love from 2016 to 2018. You can find out all about Gary and book him, as you should do, by going to his website, followingthetruth.com. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Cy. Great to be back with you again.
We had a really good Lent in my house last year because of Give Up Worry for Lent.
Wow. Wow. You know, Cy, that book was such a great blessing, and it just blew me away to find out how many people really embrace that idea of giving up worry for Lent. I give the credit for that idea to the Holy Spirit, but I'm so glad I wrote that book.
Yeah, and if you haven't, if you're you know, maybe making your Lent plans, or what, I guess you'd have to be a really early planner. But if you're a worrier, you might actually be worried about
exactly.
Lent right now. So
exactly.
Tell me it's from which?
It's from Ave Maria Press.
Ave Maria Press. So go over there and get it, and you won't be sorry you did.
Thank you, Cy. And, you know, just a word that, just so everybody knows, it sold out completely last year. The publisher was scrambling to reprint the book. That's how successful it was. So now is the time to get a copy of it if you're interested.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, the Lord frees us from things so that he can give us things. And he wants us to be free from worry. And probably the primary thing, when I'm fascinated that you're writing about this now, the thing that he wants to free us from worry, because the thing he wants to give us is joy.
Absolutely. And Cy, honestly, I am not a naturally joyful person. It's difficult for me because I have that controlling nature. I am an anxious person, and I have this tendency to always look for the next problem. You're not going to feel the joy that the Lord wants you to have when you do that. So absolutely, when we get rid of these layers of you know, of worry, of control, when we start to peel away these layers, then we could start to feel the joy that the Lord really wants us to have and can have. It's possible.
If you'd like to talk with Gary about joy, getting some of that into your life, if it's missing, or maybe refining it again if it has been lost, 888-318-7884 is our number, 888-318-7884. Will I have to stop complaining?
Oh, man. All right. You know, and I say this in the article. You know me. I'm pretty transparent in the article that I wrote for the Register. I'm a complainer. That's my nature. I tend to complain about the little things, the weather. Of course, I don't live in San Diego, so we do have something to complain about in the Northeast, right? But, you know, I do complain. And yes, absolutely. I think if you ask me, the single greatest thing you can do to claim the joy that the Lord wants you to have, stop complaining. And Cy, we can do it. You might still feel annoyed, but you can stop complaining. The Bible tells us, Philippians 2:14, to do all things without grumbling or questioning. You know, we can do it, even if it doesn't feel good. And the thing I like to put out there is that complaining is not going to do any good. It's not going to change anything. So why not give it a try? And eventually, Cy, you start to feel better when you give up complaining.
You just did something that I always love in your work, Gary. You always root it in the Bible, so that it's like, well, what is, because the Bible is like a, in many ways, well, it's the great manual of joy in a way, and so and there's so much in there about not worrying or overcoming worry, but like that, just the fact that God Himself is saying, stop the complaining. It's not just to shut you up. There's actually a benefit that comes from that.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't say, especially if you look at the Old Testament, you look what happened to the Israelites when they were fleeing from slavery to the Promised Land. God takes complaining seriously, and we heard Him. You know, I think sometimes we need to flip it around and not so much say that, well, God's going to punish me if I complain. How about this? The Lord gives us so many blessings every day. He is love. So anything that He allows to happen in our life is based on love. He's doing it for my good. When I complain, that makes Him sad. And you know, Si, the closer you get to the Lord, you don't want to make Him sad. So it's a simple thing. It's such a simple thing that we can all do. And the more you do it, my friend, the easier it becomes.
We're talking about finding joy today with Gary Zimak. His article is Five Ways to Find Greater Joy Today. And it is, you can find it at the National Catholic Register. Just search under the word joy and it'll come up. And number one is stop complaining. 888-318-7884, our number if you'd like to talk with Gary about finding joy or restoring the joy to your life that God wants you to have. Maybe you're convinced you have a reason not to be joyful. Well, Gary can help you overcome that as well. 888-318-7884. So stop complaining. Count your blessings is number two.
Again, something that never really came naturally to me, Si. I'd wake up in the morning, start complaining about, I don't feel like going to work, I'm tired, I don't have enough money, and you know, on and on and on. But now I have learned that when I get up out of bed in the morning, the first thing I say, and this was tough for me in the beginning, I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day, because it's a blessing. He doesn't owe me another day. And I thank Him for letting me get out of bed. You know, and the older I get, the more thankful I am that my feet work, that my legs don't have any pains. You know, and the more you do this, the more you thank Him for the house you live in, your car. I had two cars. One of them was totaled in a car accident. I'm very thankful that we're able to afford one car and that I came out alive in that pretty serious accident. So these little things, hot water, air conditioning, you start to thank the Lord for these things. The very fact that I can talk to the God of the universe and will listen to me. Wow. Thank you, Lord. The more you do that, the more the joy builds up and the more you realize just how much you have.
Finding joy is the key. That's what Christ wants for you. He gave up a lot so that you could be joyful. And Gary Zimak is here to help you do that today. If you have questions about that, 888-318-7884. Gary himself lives in luxury. He has hot water in his house. We just found out. Congratulations on
right.
that.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, that's a move.
But you know, Si, it's true. The more I read about missions and what's going on in other third world countries, the more grateful I am. And I'm embarrassed to admit, I took this for granted for many years.
Yeah.
But now I'm becoming aware, Lord, why are you so good to me that you've let me live where I live, you know, and it's just, that's not the way I always used to think.
You know what, but there is another way of kind of so think of the missions, for example, think of how people live in most of the world. There's another way to rob yourself of joy and sometimes people do it with a righteous sense of, well, I don't have the right to be joyful. Look at how much the world is suffering.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting way to look at it. But you know, we do, because the Lord knows what each one of us needs. And we can, by the fact that we live in relative luxury, there's something that we can do to help those people who are suffering. So you're right. I mean, the Lord, we just have to be thankful. We don't want to start thinking like that. But I get it. And I can see how we can start to think like that. But just thank Him. And if you were talking to the Lord, that's what He would say. Just thank me. And that's all. That's all you need to do. Why do I have good health, Si? Why do so many people not have good health and suffer? I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll tell you what, brother, I'm going to be grateful and thank the Lord for letting me breathe without any difficulties. I know plenty of people who are having breathing problems. I'm thankful.
Right. Yeah, indeed. That gratitude is, man, it really is. It's the game changer, isn't it?
It is. Honestly, I'm starting to feel it as I speak about it, because there are so many things. And each day, I seem to find new things. I ask the Holy Spirit to help me find new things to be grateful for. And I am so grateful for my wife, my children, my house, my car, you know. And a lot of people just can complain about so many things. The food I have to eat, even if I don't like it. Well, the Israelites didn't like the manna either, but that's what the Lord did to sustain them. It was miraculous. So this has been a process, Si. I told you earlier that I am now back in full-time ministry. I stepped away for a little bit. I was working at a parish. When you work in full-time ministry, you got to cut back. And the Lord is blessing us as a family. He's teaching us to become detached from the things of the world. It's a painful lesson because I like comfort. But it's a, man, it's a great lesson because I so much more appreciate what I have now.
Gary Zimek is our guest. We're about ready to take your calls. 888-318-7884. Lines open. If you'll get in if you dial now. 888-318-7884. Five ways to find greater joy is Gary's latest article in the National Catholic Register. Today, we'd like to help you find greater joy. If you have a question, if you'd like to engage in some dialogue about how to get there, or you just want to know about the Christian teaching on joy, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with your calls for Gary Zimek right after this.
It's all about the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Every single day, I get to help our listeners of the Sunrise Morning Show wake up, find out what's going on in the church and the world, and then walk with them as we all seek to grow in knowledge and love of Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. I mean, how could it get any better?
The Sunrise Morning Show with Anna Mitchell and Matt Swain. Tomorrow morning, 6 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, Gary Zimek, our guest. And Gary helps lots and lots of people. He has already helped many, many people overcome anxiety, fear, worry, and begin to live in the light and joy of Christ. He'll come and do it at your parish or your event, and you won't be sorry you had him. It's very practical and useful stuff, which Christianity is supposed to be. It's supposed to be practical and useful. And if you just head over to followingthetruth.com, you can find out all about what Gary has written, what he does, and how you can have him at your event, followingthetruth.com. Again, our number, 888-318-7884. We are talking about joy with Gary. I got a bunch more questions for you, Gary, but I've been going too long without letting people talk to you. So shall we go to the phones?
Let's do it, my friend.
All right, Ava in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. You are up first with us. Did I say it right? Is it Eva or Ava?
Ava,
okay. Your question for Gary.
Thank you for taking my call. Gary, my question is, what advice do you have for my 12-year-old? She is very negative about things, and she senses that in herself, and she sees it, recognizes it, but she says she can't help herself. Everything is always on the negative side, you know. Glasses half empty all the time, and she doesn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, that's a difficult one, but it can be handled. What I would say is that rather than you don't want to get into that mode where you're always correcting somebody and saying, well, you shouldn't look at it that way, because we all come around in our own time, and sometimes you do feel that things are very negative, but maybe just gently try to be positive. I think being positive rubs off on people. So I deal with this sometimes when I encounter people, and I'll try to be hopeful, because I really am hopeful. I really feel that the Lord's going to take care of any particular situation. And sometimes even from my family members, I'll hear, well, you're not being realistic. But I like to believe that I am being realistic, because I know the Lord can perform miracles. But One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience. So the Holy Spirit can help you to be patient with those who might be negative. Just try to be as positive as you can and set that great example. And eventually, it's going to rub off.
Eva, how's that?
That's great. I was my best. The thing is, I'm usually always really positive. My husband, yeah, on the other hand, has the same kind of disposition as she does, so that does not help matters at all.
Yeah, and it's hard because the world beats us down when we, and you know, I like to look at the time where Jesus was, somebody who was sick and was dying, and Jesus came to raise the person from the dead, and the people laughed at him. The people laughed at him when it was happening. So if they laugh at Jesus, they're going to laugh at us too, or they're going to criticize us. Just try to keep being positive and pray for the people too involved. You're going to see a difference over time. I'll keep all of you in my prayers as well.
Ava, thank you very, very much for that call. Gary, I would like your approval on something. I had to work really hard not to make a joke about a grumpy 12-year-old girl because, if you've ever had 12-year-old girls, they can be a little bit negative on occasion. 12-year-old boys, too. I mean, 12 years old. It's a tough year.
Yes, absolutely.
But I thought I did a really good job of just controlling my tongue, and now I blew it by asking for your approval of how much self-control I showed on that.
I'm proud of you, Si.
Thank you, Gary. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Trisha in Missouri, listening on 94.7 FM. You are up next. Trisha, your question for Gary.
Hi, I think you probably just answered it with the last caller. My question's very similar. Similar, only my daughter is 21 years old, and we get in the same negative conversations.
Yeah.
And I feel like you said God gets sad when we complain. Well, I feel sad when she complains.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you have to complain about? So.
Yeah. And it's hard, though. It's hard to keep your composure, Trisha, when that happens. So we actually need to pray for ourselves to be more patient with people who may be negative or even people who are impatient, because we can all have that tendency sometimes. But that's part of the challenge. And if we look at Jesus, he was always patient with people. He always managed to be patient with people. And man, he dealt with some problem cases. There's no doubt about it. But we have the very spirit of Jesus inside of us, the Holy Spirit. I can't do this on my own, and I'm going to grow impatient with people, especially when they're negative. But then I could fall into sin when I get mad and say, what are you being so negative about? Snap out of it. Sometimes that's necessary, but we want to be careful about that.
Okay, Trisha.
Thank you.
Thank you very,
thanks,
very
Trisha.
Much. I wonder how much, too, Gary, I mean, these both are moms calling about young people. There is a way in which, how shall I say this? Social media, it generates a kind of negativity. It maybe can create a habit of negativity.
Yeah, it really does. We look at other people. A lot of people just turn to social media to vent. And sadly, Si, you know this, you mentioned this at the start of the show. We see it within the church, people complaining about the church. But the Lord does, you know, there's a time for that, but we got to be careful about that. We've got to be prudent. We've got to not just be venting all the time, because there's so much to be thankful for. And again, it really does hurt the Lord when we do this.
Again, Gary Zimak is our guest. 888-318-7884 is the number. Gary's very fine article is 5 Ways to Find Greater Joy. It's in the National Catholic Register. You can find it there. Gary's the author of many books and gives a great deal a lot of talks and does a lot of radio on helping people overcome worry and upset. So in addition to overcoming that worry and upset, the Lord wants you to make your way to joy, and that is what this hour is about, helping you or someone in the family find the joy that Christ offers. Next up is Josh in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. 888-318-7884 is the number. Josh, your question for Gary Zimak.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
I had a quick question. Just, you know, I'm feeling called more and more to get involved in ministry. I'm just starting off with a new family. I'm in the corporate world. You know, I was just trying to find some practical steps here as far as starting a ministry, if I should start, can I run it under a nonprofit, and just some practical steps.
Ah, because that's what Gary did. That's why, okay.
Yeah. Oh, man, Josh, here's the thing. I had absolutely no credentials whatsoever to do this, but I was a software developer. I had a business degree, worked for 30 years in the software industry, and I was an incredibly lukewarm Catholic. So what happened eventually was, over time, I had a conversion or a reversion, even though I never fell away from church, and I got to know Jesus. And one thing led to another. You get to know Jesus, you fall in love with him, you turn your life over to him. And then I felt this call, much like you're saying. I felt this call to share Jesus with others, but I had no background. I had no training. I had a business degree. What do I do? Eventually, I prayed about it, and I got involved in my parish. And little by little, I started speaking, leading classes in the parish, and praying about it. I started blogging online, and eventually, I got contacted by EWTN Radio. They saw one of my blogs. They invited me to come on one of their radio programs. And one thing led to another, and the Lord just started putting people in my path. So I would say start small, maybe at your parish level. The Lord is looking for people who wants to serve him. But brother, it takes time. For the most part, it's going to take time. Let the Lord lead you. I will pray for you. And feel free to reach out to me if you ever have any questions. You can email me through my website, followingthetruth.com. But don't discount the idea that the Lord is calling you. He uses people like us all the time.
What do you think, Josh?
I think that's some awesome advice. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks,
yeah, please,
Josh.
Please get in touch, my friend.
What an encouraging, beautiful call. I really appreciate that, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
Again, we're talking about joy. Josh spreading a little joy right there. 888-318-7884, the number. The next up is Janie in Jackson, Missouri, listening on 94.7 FM. And you're big in Missouri today, Gary. Janie, your question, Janie.
Hi, I have kind of an unusual situation. I lived a different lifestyle growing up, and I'm recently converting to Catholic. I just started my classes, and my boyfriend, the father of my child, who I plan to marry one day, he also lived kind of a darker lifestyle with me, and I've turned my life around.
Okay.
And he's kind of stuck in this drinking and just becoming a really dark person, and I can't seem to figure out what I need to do or how I can help him turn things around and see that there's brighter things in the world.
Yeah, Janie, that's a tough one. The first thing you could do is pray for him. You could pray for him and recognize the fact that we are all at different places on our spiritual journey. My wife and I, we're not on the same page necessarily. But I also have to say that I am not a therapist. I'm not a medical professional. This might be a little bit above me to really tell you what to do here. There's a chance he needs some professional help. Si, I don't know if you have any input, but it sounds like it could be problematic.
Actually, that makes a great deal of sense. Janie, do you think that he'd be open to it if you talked about either the two of you together or him going to get some counseling, maybe from a good Catholic counselor?
He might be open to it. I could say that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but there...
It is. It is. I don't want to blow it off because sometimes there are problems and we need to pray for people, but sometimes they need help. They need professional help. It's quite possible.
Oh, having utilized a great deal of it in my own marriage, I feel like, yes, don't be afraid of it.
Not at all.
Be careful who you approach for help
and then
put everything you got into it. It's worth it.
Yes.
Janie, I hope that's helpful. You're welcome to call back anytime as you make this journey into the church. We do open forum on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you got any question at all you need answered about the Catholic faith, those days especially, give us a call. Okay, Janie?
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sister. And
I'll pray for you, Janie.
And welcome home.
Yeah.
Thanks.
888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. Gary Zimak is our guest, and there are lots of folks who would like to call and ask about joy. And if you are one of them, you give us a call, 888-318-7884, because we do have a couple lines open. But let's go now to Luke in Iowa, listening on Iowa Catholic Radio. Luke, your question for Gary.
Hey, so I'm Luke. I'm 25 years old, and so I basically have been struggling for probably ever since I was maybe 16 years old with masturbation and pornography. And it's a terrible thing. And I know that, every time that I, you know, fell into this, you know, after it had happened, it's like a feeling in my heart and stuff, and I get so upset with myself, and at the same time, I just feel really down, and I let God down, I let myself down, and like my parents, and you know, everyone else. And
are you feeling kind of defeated?
Basically, I've. Go ahead.
Are you feeling kind of defeated?
You know, after it happened, yeah, you kind of do. But I, at the same time, like I run as fast as I can to confession because I know, like I've listened to you guys, and I've been doing this for the past. I think past 2 weeks, I've constantly, every day, I listen to you guys, but I run to confession.
We want to get you a good answer. We have to go to this break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation if you can hang on. Can you do that?
Yep.
All right, 888-31-TRUTH, the number, right back with Gary Zimak.
We're ready and waiting for your call today on Catholic Answers Live.
Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Turns out that today, as back then, this question has a lot of different answers. So many groups want to appropriate Jesus, tweaking his identity until he looks and sounds just like one of them. But then you no longer have the Lord, says apologist Trent Horn. You have an imposter. In his new groundbreaking book, Counterfeit Christ, Trent exposes 18 phony versions of Jesus that we encounter today, helping you to recognize the fakes when you see them, explain why they're phony, and make a case for the full truth and beauty of who Jesus is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Order your copy of Counterfeit Christ today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
A generation ago, Christian parents didn't have to worry about how to explain transgenderism to their 9-year-old children or help their teenager deal with mockery at school for believing in traditional marriage. But today, as our culture decays, we have to know how to talk to our children about these issues. In Made This Way, How to Prepare Kids to Face Today's Tough Moral Issues, Layla Miller and Trent Horn give parents the crucial tools and techniques to form children with the understanding they need, appropriate to their age and maturity level, to meet the world's challenges. If we're not teaching our children how to understand tough moral issues, then the world will. Read Made This Way and learn how to give your kids a firm foundation on which to build a life of moral clarity and happiness. Order your copy of Made This Way today by calling 1-888-291-8000 or logging onto the shop at Catholic.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest, just one of my favorite people in the Catholic speaking and publishing world, Gary Zimak. As I said at the top of the hour, in our house, overcoming worry for Lent. Did I say it right? Or did I miss one of the overcoming?
No, give up worry for Lent.
Give up worry for Lent.
You're close.
Made a big, I know. I blanked there for a second. Made up a big That's part right. of our Lent last year. I highly recommend it to you. This is, in many ways, one of the great afflictions of our age, and Gary's one of the main people out there addressing it with love from the Bible, from the sacraments, from the history and traditions of the church, and it is changing people's lives. If you want to know more about Gary and all his books and his speaking and his radio, you can just go to followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com, you'll get everything you need. On the line is Luke, and Luke called with a question essentially about overcoming pornography addiction and accompanied with masturbation and the sense that he's kind of disappointing everyone and letting everyone down. Gary?
You know, Luke, I'm going to tell you something, brother. I was in your position for many years, and I felt the same way. I said, I'm never going to get through this. I'm never going to get over this. And honestly, you have it a lot tougher now in today's day and age than I did, because this temptation, it's just a simple click away. It's so easy to fall into that temptation. Here's the deal, Luke. The devil is going to be all over you when you fall, trying to convince you you're no good, Luke. You're never going to get any better. Well, he's a liar. because you're doing a smart thing. You're going to confession, and you're going to get that grace in addition to getting absolved from your sins. You're going to get that grace to deal with this problem in the future. Don't give up, brother, because, again, I'm going to pray for you. I've been there. I know what it feels like. You can get through this. But sometimes the Lord wants us to remind us that we're weak. And yeah, we're going to fall with all kinds of things. But don't give up. There is hope. You can overcome this. And Cy, I believe Catholic Answers also has some really great resources to address this problem.
Well, actually, if you would, Luke, if you want us to, we can send you a free copy of Delivered, True Stories of Men Who Turned from Porn to, excuse me, it's men and women who turned from porn to purity. That's a Catholic Answers book from Matt Frad. And Matt is one of those people who has, well, like Gary, he has a kind of a spot in Catholic ministry that he has just done great work in. And his is in helping people overcome addictions to pornography, and making sure that Christians understand the damage that pornography does. Matt's also got a new program online that you can find out about. It's called Strive. Mm-hmm. If you just put in Matt Frad and the word Strive, you'll come to it. It's like a 21-day challenge to help. You have to kind of rewire the brain and do all that. And if, in 21 days, I think Matt feels that you can really make progress. All of us rely on the grace of God, but we also rely on the help of one another. And Matt's doing great work there. So if Luke, it's something that you would like to receive, we'll send you a free copy of Delivered, True Stories of Men and Women Who Turned from Porn to Purity. That's from Catholic Answers Press. But if you just also like to do some research on your own, you can just look under Matt Frad with the word Strive, and I think you'll find some helpful stuff. Is that helpful to you, Luke?
Yes, a ton. I'll take that, and I'll pray for you guys, and appreciate that. That means a lot. So,
God bless you, brother.
Luke, I'm praying for you, brother. Don't give up. You can beat this.
And
I won't. Thank you.
Good, man.
Amen, brother. Don't get discouraged.
No.
888-318-7884, our number, 888-318-7884. We're talking about joy today with Gary Zimek, who's really written the book on joy. Well, no, God wrote that book, four of them, actually. They're called the Four Gospels. But he wrote a great article for the National Catholic Register on five ways to find greater joy today. You can find that at the National Catholic Register. And up next, we have, Up next, we have Grace in Indiana, listening on 91.5 FM. Grace, your question for our friend Gary Zimek.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Grace.
So thank you very much for having me. My question is about joy in the workplace. So I've worked really hard to get to a high-level position. I'm president and CEO of my company. And, of course, that means I'm at the top by myself, and it's very lonely at the top, and sometimes you have to lead in a way that doesn't make everybody happy. And, you know, my job used to be a lot more fun when I wasn't all the way at the top. How do I get joy back in my work life?
That's a great question. And I'll say this. As I mentioned earlier, I was in the software industry for many years, and eventually I got promoted into management. It was not for me. I just did not like it because of the requirements of what I had to do. But that doesn't mean that you can't get your joy back, because if you have to discipline people, if you have to be the boss, which is who you are, you could still be doing that for the Lord. And in fact, you're really helping. You could be helping these people. The true joy comes from within. It's not dependent on external circumstances. And I think that's the one thing to really remember. That takes practice, though. You can pray for your employees. You can pray for the wisdom and the prudence to know how to act in any particular situation. And it could very well be that the Lord has you there for a reason, because you can make a difference in the lives of these people. I disciplined my children when they were younger. It wasn't always fun, but I knew that I was doing it for their own good. So there can be that aspect to your job where you can really be helping people. And ultimately, you're working for the Lord no matter what it is that you do. And your work can become, in a sense, a ministry.
Yeah, that sounds Sounds like a very good perspective. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It is hard, though. That's not an easy situation sometimes.
No. One thing that we all seem devoted to is stealing one another's joy, whether it's our boss or employees. Mm-hmm. So you're in a position where you've got a lot of people you got to manage. Well, there's that human factor to that. But you do stress, though, that joy is not a feeling. It's not. We're not just looking for some kind of a high here. It's a different kind of thing.
Exactly, Cy. That's the key, because you talked about somebody stealing your joy. True joy, and I'm glad we can talk about this, true joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So when I first received the Holy Spirit in baptism, I've got that joy in me. I've got the Holy Spirit in me. So if I can just tap into the Holy Spirit's joy, He's joyful no matter what's going on externally. If I can do that, if I can tap into that internal joy coming from the Holy Spirit, it's not going to matter if Cy Kellett gives me a hard time. Not that he ever will, but you know what? Nobody can steal my joy unless I let that person. But Cy, that takes work. It takes practice.
It does. It takes work and practice and the sacraments, because, man, the sacraments are, again, so practical. If you think that God doesn't heal people through the Eucharist, man, try it. Try it. You'll find out that He does.
Yeah, good point. Going to daily Mass changed my life, and that's one of the things I absolutely couldn't live without daily Mass and receiving the Eucharist right now. I couldn't.
You are right, though. I will never badmouth you, Gary Zimek.
I know you won't,
to your face.
I just couldn't think of another to my face. Love you, brother.
Hey, I gotta take a break for a quick minute. Our number 888-318-7884. If you'd like to talk with Gary Zimek about joy, maybe restoring it to your life, maybe finding it. If you have not found it, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I always feel a little bit of joy when this guy comes in the studio. Hello, President of Catholic Answers, Chris Check.
Si, you're just saying that because I paid you to.
Well, I think your name might be on my check, but I don't know if that's what you're paying.
Well, you're a naturally joyful person. This is a great hour. I just was actually in my van, and it was pouring rain here.
I know, isn't that weird?
And I said, boy, this is something to thank Jesus for.
Yeah, right.
Because
exactly.
We typically do not get rain. Especially this time of year.
Till about the end of November.
We
got a couple months.
So. So hearing Gary talking about all those things, and I was thinking about the beginning of the show, hot water, of course. I mean, it's such a, like, you turn it on and it's there, but King Louis IX, you know, if he wanted hot water, somebody had to make a fire, and so it's
good to be the king.
Yeah, and I was especially grateful for the call from that fellow Luke. What amazing courage. He's trying to get over this affliction. And it reminded me of that story about Damien of Molokai, where they don't let him on the boat, but he shouts his confession up to the priest at the edge of the boat there. So what a courageous man. Luke, we're praying for you. Anyway, none of that has anything to do with why I'm in the studio. Joy does. Because we're going to have a joyful time on the next Catholic Answers Cruise.
We do have a joyful time.
Segway.
Oh, this is the one down the Rhineland.
It is. We're going down the Rhineland, and you're coming. Charlemagne, Magi, and Mystics.
I got to find out what the Magi connection is.
I will tell you.
Did their bones get taken?
Yes, that's exactly right. The largest reliquary in Christendom is in the cathedral in Cologne. I think it's Cologne. It's one of these. I'm pretty sure it's Cologne. And it is the relics of the Magi. Caspar, Melchior.
I'm looking forward to Trier. I want to see that's one of the oldest church buildings in Europe. It's one of the oldest church buildings in Christendom.
Yeah, and of course Trier is there's so much Catholic history here, because Trier is one of the sites Athanasius was exiled something like 5 or 7 times in his career, and Trier is one of them. So there's so much history on the Catholic Rhineland, and then mystics, of course, Hildegard of Bingen, the great doctor of the Church. And Cy Kellett, Father Hugh Barber, of course, who knows?
I like that Hildegard of Bingen, Cy Kellett. Let's put them all in order here.
Well, and Father Hugh, who, of course, knows all about this region and probably knows everybody. I mean, Cy, when we took him on the Danube, and he knows the rector of the cathedral.
I know that's
in
the
Budapest,
weirdest thing for him in Europe. It's like, oh, sure, we'll go to this. I know the pastor here.
Exactly, right. Some famous abbey. Or, yeah. So it's great. And then, of course, our special guest, Archbishop Salvatore Corleone.
Yeah, one of the great men of the church, really.
And I sent his assistant a note the other day, and I said, is there anybody, are there any friends of the Archbishop's or like his family members who might want to join us? I said, I'll extend to them the same deal that we extend to our major supporters here at Catholic Answers. And then because I get this long list of this giant Italian family.
Oh,
so,
nice
folks, if you're planning to come on this cruise, it's filling up, and half of it's going to be
Corleone's.
It is filling up. I think we're close to something like 40% or something, 35-40%.
Well, we get the whole boat. That's the thing. This is not a giant cruise ship. This is a beautiful river.
It is, and by the way, it is ship. A beautiful boat. It's a fantastic line that we're on, it's called Uniworld's River Empress. Everything is included, Cy. All the shore excursions. So, like, if you go on one of these big boats, like on the ocean liners, then you pay extra for the shore excursions. All the shore excursions are included. All your meals are included. Airport transfers, tips, taxes, port taxes, everything. And, Cy, all of your alcohol.
Yeah, that's going to be a tremendous expense in my case.
Beer, wine, spirits, like everything.
One beer, maybe.
Yeah.
You're going to pay for it? Is that what you're saying?
It's paid for. It's part of your registration. So the dates are June 9 to 19, 2020. The whole boat is Catholic Answers, Mass every day, confessions, specially curated tours for our group. Anybody who went on the Danube had a blast when we did this 2 years ago, and we're going to have a great time. CatholicAnswersCruise.com, CatholicAnswersCruise.com, or call our friends at the Cruise Authority, 844-277-6602, 844-277-6602, or CatholicAnswersCruise.com.
CatholicAnswersCruise.com. If you want to cruise down the Rhine with just us from Catholic Answers, Archbishop Corleone, and all of his cousins, you are going to enjoy this cruise. CatholicAnswersCruise.com.
Bringing you the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
The Dominican Doctor of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas, describes St. Dominic's order of preachers as men living a mixed life who contemplate the mysteries of Jesus Christ, which overflows with an abundance of preaching and teaching for the salvation of souls. Today, this mission continues in the orders the Angelicum in Rome, which educates over 1,000 students coming from over 90 countries in the heart of historic Rome on the Quirinale Hill. This is Father Benedict Kroll, the Director of Mission Advancement for the Angelicum in Rome. Learn more at angelicum.it.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I told you it was going to be a great 2 hours. Carlo's getting ready. I see Carlo's already in the studio here. Probably wanted to hear Gary Zimak. And this hour, we've got Gary Zimak with us. If you want to know more about Gary, if you want to book him for an event, if you want to find out what his books are, if you want to get a copy of that wonderful book about getting rid of your anxiety, getting rid of your worry for Lent, you can get all that stuff. You can get all that information on Gary just by going to followingthetruth.com. Sorry, I don't know what is up with my brain and your stuff today. Followingthetruth.com. Find out all about Gary and what he does, what his ministry is all about. Lots of folks on the phone, so I'm going to just keep going. Okay, Gary?
Go for it, Cy.
Let's go to Jeff in Connecticut, watching on Facebook Live. Jeff, my stack is not up, so if you could go to line 4 for me. Jeff, your question for Gary.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well, Jeff.
Good.
Thank you.
I am 32 years old, a cradle Catholic, very devout. I try to go to confession at least every 2 weeks. I come from a background of a lot of peer violence and bully trauma and a lot of psychological diagnoses related to wrath and bitterness and resentment and grudges and vengeful behaviors. combine that with all the sins that adolescent boys are accustomed to with theology of the body, it's hard to not be disheartened or despondent when trying to overcome these sins and find my joy.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you bring up some really good points. What I would say, this is, again, I'm going to get back to the same concept of this joy that we're talking about. It comes from the Holy Spirit. You and me, we're not going to be able to overcome our feelings. And depending on what went on in your past, you might not be able to do this by yourself, but you have the Holy Spirit. You have the sacraments, you know, to help you, to give you the grace that you need. That's one of the reasons Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, because he realizes that by willpower, we're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to overcome our issues. And you talk about some professional help as well. This is all part of the process. And again, all I could say is that I would recommend a lot of prayer. I will pray for you. Possibly some additional therapy if you feel you need it. But again, I'm not qualified to recommend that. But I would say the feelings of hopelessness, whenever you get a feeling of hopelessness, I can tell you this, that feeling is not a fact. There is no such thing as hopelessness when it comes to the Lord. Do I feel hopeless sometimes? I feel it. But that's when I fall back on my intellectual resources. And I know in my brain, I go through this process with myself. Gary, this situation is not hopeless. God could do all things, right? So sometimes you just have to overcome the feelings with your intellect.
That makes sense. Thank you, Gary. I'm an avid spiritual reader of the classics, the Doctors of the Church.
Keep it up, brother.
Catechesis. So I'm going to try harder.
And listen, I'll pray for you, Jeff, too.
Jeff, thank you.
May I ask you a question, Jeff? Is there an opportunity for you to just sit with Jesus in the Eucharist sometimes? Can you do that? Is there a place where you
can? My parish does a Thursday morning to Thursday evening adoration. I'll try to do that. I was born with a stroke, and I don't have a valid driver's license, so I'd have to figure out my schedule.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Maybe I don't know if you call the parish, there might be somebody who's willing to pick you up and bring you over, because it is very, very powerful means of healing, Jeff. But thank you so much for the call. I hope you'll call again sometimes. I got a bunch of people who want to talk to Gary, though, so I'm going to head over to Bob in Springfield, Illinois, who's listening to EWTN. On their satellite radio channel 130 on Sirius XM satellite radio, Bob in Springfield, your question for Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. We can hear you.
Hello, Bob.
Peace and love of Christ be with you and your friend there.
Thank you, brother.
I'm not Catholic, but I'm not Catholic, but I love the Catholic faith. It's with charity I'm saying this, okay? That, you know, you touched on it many times in your conversation about it's the Holy Spirit that gives you the joy, one of the gifts that he gives you, the joy and the love. And that, but I think what they have to do is that the Catholic, I visit the Catholic Church, and the bishops don't always have the power during confirmation to impart that Holy Spirit, and I feel without charity that even in baptism, the sacrament doesn't really give them the Holy Spirit power. I think, Gary, you said that you had a resurgence, and I would be interested to know how that experience, I think God sovereignly touched you, imparted the Holy Spirit into you, and gave you that gift of joy, or to have the gift of joy.
Yeah, is that what happened, Gary, or how do
you... Yeah, you know, and Bob brings up, I want to address something too, but Bob, we as Catholics, we believe that absolutely through the sacrament of baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. That's a given, and that gift is strengthened at confirmation. So we've got the fullness of the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit's not going to force his way into my life, and sometimes what you need to do is stir up that Holy Spirit. Now, there's a process called Baptism in the Holy Spirit. It is not a sacrament fully sanctioned by the Catholic Church. And essentially, Baptism in the Holy Spirit, it's very popular in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is when you invite the Holy Spirit to become alive, to just completely fill you up and let the Holy Spirit take over. I've gone through that process, and that's something that I do every day. I ask for that further outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus tells us in Scripture. If we ask the Father to fill us again today with your Holy Spirit, he will do that. So just because I have the Holy Spirit, as the Church teaches me, through the sacrament of baptism and confirmation, doesn't mean I'm letting the Holy Spirit work in my life. So I know that's a long answer, but it's a process, and I'd be happy, Jeff, to continue the discussion. I'm sorry, Bob, to continue the discussion with you. Just send me an email. We could talk about it further. You're on the right track, brother, but the Holy Spirit's going to make you feel this joy.
I'll tell you what, if you want to know more about baptism in the Spirit from the Catholic perspective, just look up Dr. Mary Healy. She's probably
she's great.
Maybe the world's leading expert on this. I don't know. She's also great. A wonderful person. Dr. Mary Healy is the name, if you'd like to know the Catholic perspective on baptism in the Spirit.
Yes.
But I do think you get the basic theology of Catholic sacraments is important for Bob to understand. That as you said, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He gives us all these graces, but we must cooperate in those graces being actualized in our life. And Bob is probably right. He's probably met many Catholics for whom that is not the case, and they need
Correct.
To allow the Spirit to work in them through
That's
those
right.
sacraments. Let's go to Lori in Houston, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Lori, you are on with Gary Zimak. Your question, please.
Hi.
Hey, Lori.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Yes.
Hi. I was just had an experience when I was going to confession with a priest, and I was in Rome or whatever, and he's like, just for randomly, yeah, really joyful, aren't you? And I was like, what? I was kind of feeling depressed. I mean, and I was like, you're right. It wasn't until someone pointed it out that I recognized I had joy.
Yeah.
And likewise, I had a friend in college, and it was just one day, it's he was glowing. I don't know if I just saw it or what, but it was just his joy just overflowed. It was almost tangible. And I don't know if he was aware of how he was feeling or what, but I'm wondering if we don't necessarily know we have that fruit, but the fruit is experienced by other people.
What an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Gary?
I'll tell you one thing, Lori. I can feel your joy just by hearing your voice, right? As you were speaking, I had this big smile on my face. Absolutely, my sister. That's it. That Holy Spirit, that joy of the Holy Spirit can flow through you, and you might not even realize it. How cool is that? All I got to say is keep doing what you're doing, because it is very obvious.
What do you think, Lori?
Oh, sacramental life. I guess that makes sense. It was funny because it was I was feeling depressed that day, honestly, as far as how I was feeling emotionally or mentally. But
if you haven't experienced I think it's hard for people to get what Gary is saying and what the Church means by saying it's not a feeling. Your feelings can even be quite depressed, or you can be down, but you have joy in your heart. And it's almost as if it surpasses understanding.
That's it. That's it. And that's what Paul talks about in the letter to the Philippians, the peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding. That's what we get when we turn our problems over to the Lord, when we pray instead of worrying. But, Lori, as you say, it's not always a feeling either. And that's important to remember. You can be sad and be joyful at the same time. It sounds bizarre, but it's really true. Jesus experienced a certain sense of joy during his passion. He certainly wasn't happy about it, right, Si? But it was there's a joy knowing he was doing the Father's will.
Oh, sure. Joyful every moment of it. But my sense is that from the saints that who are truly joyful, that even in the midst of awful suffering, is that the joy is that they feel or they know the presence of Jesus with them.
That's it. That's the key.
Gary Zimak has been our guest, and what a great guest he is. Find out all about him by going to followingthetruth.com. And if you haven't got any plans for Lent yet, I would suggest getting Gary's Lent book. You can get that from Ave Maria Press. He's got a lot of them. Stop Worrying and Start Living, From Fear to Faith, Give Up Worry for Lent is the one I am referring to. Give Up Worry for Lent. And you can find him at Breadbox Media as well. Gary, thanks very much.
Hey, Si, it's always a pleasure. I'm filled with joy now, brother. Good to be with you.
It's always good to be with you, Gary. Up next, I got to muddle through another hour with Carlo Broussard. Oh, he's sitting right there. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Carlo. We'll see you in just a few moments. Carlo Broussard is going to give us the Bible blueprint for tradition. That's right, Bible blueprint for tradition right after this.